This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. And certainly, as I always say, this program is important for all people because every race, every heritage, every nationality must have the right to control its own affairs, to be truly independent. In fact, the United States of America was based on that principle. It is called our Declaration of Independence, the idea that a nation has the right to be dedicated to its own people and not that of any foreign power. Well, recently we had a convention of an organization called AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. They had a conference in Washington, D.C., well attended by over half the members of the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. Ladies and gentlemen, it was nothing but a hotbed of treason. Daniel Pipes, the Jewish extremist neocon who was in part responsible for the so-called Muhammad cartoons in Europe, said, quote, "Treason as a concept is defunct in the West. To succeed in war, governments need to take this change into account." Well, you know, he's right. Treason is a defunct concept in the United States and the West because treason to Zionism is so widespread and common that it's not called treason anymore. It reminds me of the quotation, "When treason prospers, none dare call it treason." Recently, AIPAC had its annual confab in Washington, D.C. The Jewish Telegraph Agency reported that it drew the leaders of both parties, Democrat and Republican, to genuflect at the altar of Israel. Now, those are my words. No other lobby on Capitol Hill is as powerful as AIPAC. No other lobby could come close to its bipartisan power. Now, here's a quote from the JTA article in their own words. The March 12 gala dinner drew half of the U.S. Senate and more than half the House. It featured addresses by Senator Harry Reid, Democrat Nevada, the Senate Majority Leader, and Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, its Minority Leader. The next morning, Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and Representative John Boehner, Republican Ohio, the House Minority Leader, headlined the traditional Tuesday morning send-off to the Capitol for a day of lobbying, unquote. Now, make no mistake, AIPAC is a lobby for a foreign country. It is for the interests of a foreign country. The JTA pointed out that the Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, spoke by satellite to the conference, and that his main point was, to quote the JTA, quote, "Equation promoted by those who support continuing the war is simple. Israel's security requires a continued U.S. presence in Iraq, and questioning President Bush's policy is tantamount to undermining Israel and the United States." Now, I hope you get this very clearly. His statement admitted that the most powerful lobby in the United States, a lobby in effect for a foreign country, wants American boys to continue to be maimed and killed by the tens of thousands in Iraq, and for America to keep on spending countless billions of dollars of hard-pressed American taxpayers' money. And of course, it is all for Israel. There is no denying the overwhelming role Zionist extremists in government and media have had in lying to America and getting us into this catastrophic Iraq war to begin with. Is anyone so clueless not to know that the war has not stemmed the tide of terrorism. If anything, it has fueled it. This evil war for Israel has created countless millions of people all over the globe who want to harm Americans, millions who did not have any strong feeling about it before this war began. But all that, you see, doesn't make any difference. The most powerful lobby in Washington will now tip the scales to allow this insane, catastrophic, anti-American war to continue. Even more ominous, the Israeli lobby now is calling for an even more catastrophic war against the nation of Iran, a devastating war that would make the Iraq war look like a cakewalk in comparison. Now, cakewalk is the very term that Jewish extremists Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Perle used to describe how the Iraq war would go. And now they're already telling us how necessary and doable a war against Iran is. Another recent JTA article of Wednesday, March 14, titled AIPAC-backed Removal of Iran War Provision, boasts that the Jewish lobby has stopped a bill that would require President Bush to follow the Constitution of the United States and seek approval of Congress for any war, including a war against Iran. Now, here's a direct quote from this Jewish Telegraph Agency article, Wednesday, 14, March 2007. Washington. AIPAC lobbying helped remove a provision from a bill that would have required President Bush to seek congressional approval for a war against Iran. A number of congressional sources confirmed that the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee backed dropping the provision from the Iraq War spending bill introduced Tuesday by Democrats. The bill ties funding to deadlines for withdrawal from Iraq. AIPAC and a number of Democrats close to Israel said the provision would have hampered the president as he attempted to leverage Iran into backing down from its alleged nuclear weapons plans. Others said the provision simply reasserted the constitutional role of the U.S. Congress in declaring war that is believed to have been eroded by Bush during the Iraq War. Unquote. So here is the most powerful lobby in Washington able to control the Congress of the United States to the extent that it keeps them from enforcing the Constitution of the United States, the very document that each member of Congress is sworn to uphold. The most powerful men and women in politics and the government of the United States were at the AIPAC conference. Most of them have taken a goodly share of the millions upon millions of dollars of bribe money from this agency of a foreign power. Of course, Israel gets one hell of a good deal, such a deal, from the hundreds of millions in bribes. It gets, in return, billions. Yes, billions of dollars in foreign aid to Israel that amounts to thousands of dollars per capita for every Jew in Israel. All this while there are millions of working Americans and small business people who can't even afford health insurance. In addition, the first $1 trillion of cost for the war in Iraq will be reached next year, with trillions more to come, all thanks to the Jewish extremist control over our government and media that led us and keep us in this insane war. At the very moment these corrupted American lawmakers bow before AIPAC, two of the executives of AIPAC are under indictment for espionage against the United States of America. They are Steve Rosen, who for 20 years was the chief lobbyist of the group, and Keith Weissman, AIPAC's top foreign policy analyst. Now imagine if any other country had a lobby whose officers were indicted for espionage against the United States. Do you think any lawmaker would dare to take a penny of their money? Do you think that they would go to applaud their speakers at a VIP banquet? would not the media be screaming in denunciation of any public official who consorted with and took great sums of money from foreign spies? Even more importantly, Americans must remember the foreign entity that AIPAC represents. It is not only a foreign government that has different opinions and interests in America. It's a foreign government that has committed repeated acts of terrorism and treachery against the United States. And yes, I said terrorism. In the Lavon affair, Israeli Mossad agents, terrorists, actually blew up American installations in Egypt in a false flag operation meant to cause grievous American casualties so as to make the U.S. start a war against Egypt. In addition to the American deaths and injury that would have occurred if the terrorists would not have been caught in time, the unjust war would have certainly cost thousands of American lives and billions of dollars, just as the Iraq War has cost. Caught red-handed, the Israeli government had to admit that it had sent these terrorists to blow up American installations. But the average American has never even heard of the Lavon affair, which is named after the Israeli secretary, Phinehas Lavon, who had to resign because the Israelis got caught in this treachery. In the attack on the USS Liberty, Israel attacked an American ship in international waters off the coast of Israel, killing 34 and terribly wounding 171. The Secretary of State, Dean Rusk, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Thomas Moore, both have said repeatedly that the attack was a deliberate act of murder and mayhem against the United States. Must I go on? This same AIPAC organization supports Jonathan Pollard, the Israeli spy that even our Jewish Secretary of Defense, in years past, Caspar Weinberger, said did immeasurable damage against the United States. As I ask in my book, Jewish Supremacism, any congressman who would have taken money from Japan after the attack on Pearl Harbor would have been charged with treason. And truly, any congressman who takes money from any agent of a Mideast nation that has committed terrorism against America should be charged with treason. The only glaring exception is, of course, Israel. Remember now that Iraq did nothing against America, and we ostensibly attacked Iraq to prevent possible future attacks. But somehow, Israel's clear terrorism and treachery against the United States of America get a free pass, and congressmen line up at the AIPAC trough for their 30 pieces of silver. About 30,000 Americans have been maimed in Iraq, and we're on the way to 4,000 dead. Thousands have been hideously disfigured, blinded, emasculated, crippled, or even suffered catastrophic brain damage. All these good and brave Americans have suffered along with their loved ones. They've suffered for lies. Lies about weapons of mass destruction, lies about enriched uranium, lies about connections with Al-Qaeda, and the biggest lie of all, that it was in the vital interest of American security to attack and occupy Iraq. In truth, all these lies were created because the media and government could never have convinced the American people to undergo this catastrophic war for Israel's paranoia. Jewish extremists in AIPAC, Jewish manipulators in the Republican and Democratic parties, and Jewish extremists in the media manufactured this war, and they have directly caused 30,000 of our young to be killed or maimed in a war that was never for America and was actually against every true interest of America. AIPAC, the Zionists and their supporters, and those corrupt politicians who sold out our country and the lives of our young men and women in Iraq for Jewish campaign financing and the approval of Jewish extremist media bosses. They are traitors to the United States of America. There is no other way to put it. And that goes not just for men like Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz, but also those like Cheney and Rice, and of course, that pathetic betrayer of everything American, from our own borders to our brave men and women in Iraq, George W. Bush. I appreciate your support, ladies and gentlemen. Your support makes possible this program, this broadcast, and my writing, research, work, and speaking all over the United States and all over the world. Thanks so much. I look forward to being with you again very soon. This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast.